our Easter hero. If you were asked to give a description of a Christian, and I mean by that a disciple of Christ, not a person who goes to a Christian church, what would you say? Notice I said a description, not a definition. I think I can capture the essence of a follower of Jesus in two words: changed and grateful. Changed. I purposely did not describe a Christian as holy, righteous, loving, caring, peaceful, generous, or humble. A true disciple of Christ will become more and more like this over time. But the more telling description is that something happened, something changed. He or she may still be a tad nervous, irritable at times, a tightwad, or whatever. But there has been and continues to be an ongoing change, and that process of change will inevitably become transformation. Prior to Jesus' Easter resurrection, Peter was so prideful he bossed Jesus around. Read it in Matthew 16:22. But he was changed. 1 Peter 5:6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Just to be clear, we're not talking about the kind of change that just sort of happens anyway as we get older. I don't cuss as much, drink as much, fly off the handle as much, or lust as much. We mean a real heart change, a plate tectonics heart shift. You and I know the difference. And if you have to ask yourself, have I experienced this? Then most likely you haven't. Grateful. Has anyone saved your life at the cost of their own? Has someone rescued you from a sure death? I cannot imagine how my life would be affected. But I do know one thing. I would be eternally grateful. Sitting at a pub in Woodstock, England, were three men in their 80s, each with a pint of best bitter ale in front of them. But there is a fourth pint at the table in front of an empty chair. The men salute and touch their glasses in a toast to someone who is not there. When asked what was going on, they said this. Back in World War II, we were in a hellacious firefight with the crowds. Suddenly, a German grenade dropped into our trench. We froze in horror. Our friend Colin did not freeze. He jumped on the grenade right before it exploded, saving our lives. Each year we gather here on this date to honor Colin. He is our hero, and he saved our lives. Our gratitude is eternal. We will do this until we die. And each Easter we gather to remember our hero, Jesus, who jumped up on that horrible cross for each of us, for you. Yes, we can learn from Jesus. We can study his teachings and seek to emulate him. But is he your hero? Has Jesus rescued you? Has he saved you from eternal damnation? He has me. He covered my body so the bullets would not hit me. He jumped on Satan's grenade so I could live. He marched right up to the cross, took the beating, and took my blame. He took my blame. May this Easter become the starting point or the re-energizing point of a new life for you, a changed and grateful life leading to a transformed life full of joy and positive energy and the overwhelming love of your hero, Jesus.